You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Stephanie Miller here. Listen up, my pals John and Gordy are up for Best Radio Team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. I know, I was surprised too. Just kidding, please vote for them because they lead into my show, and when they do well, it helps me out too. Me, me, me. Love you, John and Gordy.
Me, me.
Well, thank you, Stephanie.
Yeah, that was
big thumbs up.
Yes, nice to say.
We had a lot of fun with her last year at the Barrymore.
Yeah,
the theater,
sexy,
there.
Sexy liberal tour. That was fantastic. Really nice people, by the way.
Yes.
Great backstage.
Absolutely. 7 minutes past the hour. Yes, we are up for Best of Madison, for Best Radio Team. You can go to our website, WMDXradio.com, and just click on the banner there for Best of Madison, and you can vote if you so choose.
Yes.
We encourage you to do that.
Yes.
Don't we?
Well,
I think we do.
We do. We do. We had a few texts here.
Yeah.
One is, I wonder if Trump even knows what the story Les Miserables is all about. He's opening at the Kennedy Center.
Yeah.
That
grand opening tonight.
How many people did you say?
10 people of the cast are not going to appear on stage.
I know they have a large cast of extras, but yeah. At this point, maybe they're the stars actually showing up on stage.
Yeah. He says it's his favorite play. That's what he says.
I wonder if Trump even knows what the story is about. Yeah. He'll probably revel in a man being jailed for years for stealing a loaf of bread. Yes, he probably doesn't know anything about it. And we did forget, Doug, out in St. Francis.
Yeah.
Where is your 24/7 coverage of Trump stumbling on the stairs to Air Force One? Damn, I knew we were forgetting something.
Yeah. Yeah, play that video over and over again. Yeah, they'll have that one. Yeah, he just tripped a little bit. No big deal. I mean, come on.
Doug does ask, though, is the stumbling incident the reason for Trump's invasion of L.A.? And I think there's a tie in there someplace.
Maybe. Perhaps.
This is kind of making the rounds on X as well. Mm. The Obama administration deported 3.16 million people. Biden passed 4 million. Not once did either need troops in the street to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you kind of need to know about what's happening.
That's a good point. Yeah. We'll get into a little bit more of this in just a moment. But first, John, because we're in our 7 o'clock hour, it's time for our Scani Text to Win contest, our Scani Summer Text to Win contest. This is where you could win either $100 cash or Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and that's what we're giving away this hour. It's those Milwaukee Brewer tickets, and it's easy to enter. All you need to do is get that Civic Media app. You download the app in the Apple or Google store, find the WMDX area on that app, click onto the text button. It's right there. Just text it. You can see it. It's right there. And text the word. What is the word this hour? The word is beer. B-E-E-R, beer. Beer, you got it?
I got it.
Okay, man. Beer.
What a keyword there.
You have until 8 a.m. to text
to drink
that
beer.
In.
Okay. Is that what you're going to say?
And again, it's for Brewers tickets. Club-level seats are other keywords at other hours, the 11 a.m. hour, 2 p.m., also 4 p.m. Complete rules at civicmedia.us. Every entry gets you into the grand prize drawing entry, which is for Wisconsin Dells Vacation or a Door County Getaway. So the keyword is beer. Text it. And you could be a winner. We'll notify you in a day or two if you are the winner of this contest. Okay?
All right. Well, sounds good. Right. Now, I was just checking out what's going on at CNN. They're covering some of the action there in L.A. Of course, the curfew is in effect. There's no one out right now. So,
yeah.
Action-packed coverage.
Nothing really to cover.
But they were showing, tear gas being shot at the protesters.
Mm.
You can count the protesters on one hand.
Yeah.
So they're throwing these tear gas canisters out there into the street, but there's no one out there. Okay. I guess they've got nothing else to do.
They went home for the night.
But practice, right?
Is that what they're doing?
I think that's what's happening out there. Let's get to one of our stories here. In a shocking moment of cognitive decline, Donald Trump blames Gavin Newsom for causing a lot of death during the protests in L.A. Let's listen to that.
President, when is the last time you spoke with Governor Newsom?
A day ago. Called him up to tell him got to do a better job. He's doing a bad job, causing a lot of death and a lot of potential death.
What?
If we didn't send out the National Guard, and last night we gave him a little additional help, you would have Los Angeles would be burning right now.
No.
Los Angeles would be not a lot different than what you saw take place in California and Los Angeles just a little while ago.
Yeah, the fires.
Oh.
Now, the thing here, you got to keep in mind that, first of all, this isn't Minority Report. We're not predicting the possible deaths of future people at the protests. Secondly, I think that maybe, you know, he really is the cause of all of this happening in the first place by going around Newsom, getting the National Guard involved in all of this, nationalizing the National Guard. And, of course, because there are zero deaths at this point, just bringing it up is ridiculous, and it inflames the whole issue. The whole problem that they have out there at this point.
Well, and the protests are spreading to other cities too. Again, according to CNN, there are other major cities where some more protests are popping up: Chicago, New York, Austin. Austin, Texas, Washington, D.C., and there's a few more. So they're starting to, it's starting to get more support for the protesters in some of these other major cities.
And you also heard him mention that he talked to Gavin Newsom a day ago.
Right.
He didn't. He actually didn't. It was a couple of days before.
I think it was. Yeah.
And Fox News reported it, but they tried to cover it up by not mentioning the day.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yes. Yeah.
I thought it was like Friday or something. Friday
or Saturday. It was a couple of days before. It wasn't the day before. Did you just talk? Oh, yeah. I talked to him yesterday. No, it wasn't like that at all.
Trump lying? Who's ever heard of such a thing?
I know.
Well, he just must have his days crossed. You know, his mental decline is very visible at this point. So we got to
start
work
stumbling
with
and bumbling around.
Yeah. Let's move to the state now. I mean, we've covered some of that. Not a lot going on. Curfew is still in effect. But let's go to the state budget. That's being debated up there at the Capitol.
The Wisconsin state budget.
Yes.
Yes.
And again, as I've mentioned a number of times before, the Republicans find a way to always punish and penalize the UW system. For some reason, I don't know why. Mm. Now I do know why. Why don't we play, this is cut 87. And this is Robin Voss.
Is that Madison is apparently not unlike Washington, D.C., in that the extremists of their party, the extremists in the Republican Party, apparently hold all the keys to power. If they can't find room to compromise with a governor who is willing to sit down with them earnestly and honestly, I think that shows that the extremists have taken control.
I'll give you an example, right, on the UW. We have given basically zero increases at the UW because most of us believe that the UW needs serious reforms.
The governor says Republicans have refused to invest in public school education, child care counts, child care in the UW system. Did you not come to the table on that end?
That's a lie.
A lie.
Yeah, I mean, we did. We're willing to do it. Just not as much as he wanted.
Or
we tried to find
attached.
A way to invest in child care that actually went to the parents and to make sure that we weren't just having it go to businesses, right? For anybody who's watching, there are no cuts in Medicaid. When they tell you there are cuts, it is untrue, right? Now, there are work requirements, which if you're able-bodied, you shouldn't be on Medicaid anyways. Or, worst case scenario, buying it through the exchange like millions of people do around the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, he doesn't mention, of course, the exchanges will become more expensive.
Mm.
So that's not going to be a good thing, all right? And then, of course, funding child care. We need the money to go to the child care facilities because they're having a hard time maintaining staff because they're not getting paid enough. And it's difficult to get people to go to the child care centers because...
Yeah.
No one can afford them anymore.
Right.
So there's a double whammy there, and they're not funding either one of those streams, not just the parents, but also the child care centers. Mm. And then, of course, he talked about the UW needing serious reforms. That's why they want to hold up funding for the UW system, because in their minds, it needs serious reform. Is it something very similar to what Linda McMahon wants to do for the colleges and the K through 12 systems? There are not enough conservatives being hired at those at those schools, so there needs to be reforms. I think that's what he is talking about, because that's what the administration at this point is talking about.
And more of getting DEI out of the curriculum.
Yes, excuse DEI, yes.
Yeah, still leaning on that.
Spread the racism. Yeah. Make it more systemic. Mm. And then Ron Johnson, when we're in the media, we have a chance to ask them the question, the real question, the bottom line question.
Right.
We never do. This is kind of almost there, okay? The House Reconciliation Bill will add $2.4 trillion to the federal debt over 10 years. That's after cutting spending by $1.2 trillion. Now, Ron Johnson says cutting back tax cuts is a tax increase. No, despite... okay, why don't we just hear this cut? This is from Here and Now from public television, and Ron Johnson responding to a question. Let's listen.
Figure out how we can do something that's really hard. One of the points the president made in the meeting is, Democrats are always so unified. And I pointed out, that's because they're doing the easy thing. They're spending money. They're mortgaging our kids' future. It's hard to be the parent. It's easy to be the parent who says, hey, we're going to go to Disney World. It's hard to be the parent who says, we can't afford that. I know we all want to go to Disney World. We just can't afford that.
All right. Now, here's the thing with him is that we want to spend money on the people. Okay, that's a really bad thing. And the question that hangs out there, of course, and I think Frederica Freiberg asked the question, what about the tax cuts? Let's keep going with that.
We're kind of in that position right now. We're trying to rein in all this massive deficit spending, trying to restrain the growth in the deficits. Well, the spending is on some pretty necessary items. The top priority of government is defense, so it spends more on defense. Realizing that we're probably going to have a hard time passing appropriation bills, probably operating on a continuing resolution for the next fiscal year.
Yeah.
And also recognizes we have to secure the border.
If adding $2.4 trillion to the national debt is irresponsible in your mind, as I've heard you say, why not dial back the tax cuts?
It's not tax cuts. It's preventing a tax increase. What is interesting is no matter how much you try punishing success, and I've got a great chart that goes back, I think, more than 50 years showing top marginal tax rate of 91%, 70%, 50%.
Then he brings up the facts and figures, and everybody's eyes roll back into their head because that's all he ever does. But yeah, she did bring it up. And yes, why not just not give the tax cut? Why not let them expire so we can pay some of that money down, get rid of the debt that we have and the deficit? So why don't we just do that instead?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He didn't have an answer for that.
No.
Apparently. Okay. It is 7:19. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Brittany Merlot. We'll get the latest on the weather. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958. Some things remain constant through Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer and providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Just go to verlo.com. Brittany Merlot, next with weather. Stay right here.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX, John and Gordy, sitting here in the morning. We're waiting for our voice notes. If anybody would like to contribute a voice note to the show, we have our Southern accent versions that John and Gordy performed.
Apparently, yeah. Not just good. To show you how.
It's not been good. Us and Tony. That's it.
Yeah, well, Tony, yeah, in East Troy.
Yeah. Do you have him standing by?
I think I do.
Can we play? Yeah, let's listen.
Let's listen to that.
Show. Okay. Push the button.
Troy from Mount Horeb. Tell that Peterson guy to shut his yap.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Brittany Merlot joins us now. Brittany, did you know that we have that ability on the Civic Media app now? Yeah. People can just push a button and send us a quick verbal note.
Voice that note. Is so cool.
It's a voice note. And
yeah, what the heck? I love the technology these days. Yeah. You know, sometimes you don't want to do it live. You get nervous, so you just go ahead and send it.
Right, exactly. So we're seeing bright, beautiful sunshine at the moment here.
It's in and out. We've got clouds just on the horizon, but now we've got sunlight.
I guess it's going to heat up a bit today, right? Mm-hmm.
It is. Yes, yes, yes. So you got a few spotty sprinkles lingering in the area, a few clouds out there, but it's mixed more with sunshine as we go through the afternoon. Temperatures right now in the upper 60s. We're going to go to the mid to upper 80s today.
Ooh-wee.
So, yes, wow. Feeling like summer. And don't worry, John, the dew points won't be that bad.
Oh, I was going to ask you.
Humid. Okay. Yep. Okay. So it's going to be like, honestly, a perfect, nice, warm day. Wow. But we do have a lot of rain rolling in as we go through the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. Could see chances moving in around midnight tonight. Kind of lingering, maybe tomorrow morning, a few spotty showers there. We'll dry things out by the afternoon. Highs go back to the mid-70s tomorrow. So mild, not too warm, not too cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Then Friday, we'll go back to about 80 degrees, partly sunny, beautiful day, but then more scattered showers and storms, probably midday and through the evening on Friday. Some of those could linger through early Saturday morning. Clouds want to stick around on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, the weekend, nice and dry, beautiful. Sunshine back out by Sunday. So we're a lot of the rain staying more north, really just chances overnight and then Friday evening.
Okay. All right. And we have the Big Madison Night Market on Thursday, tomorrow night. And hopefully that rain will stay away from us.
Maybe And if Brittany can do something about that, if you can just... put a word
I'm trying
in.
To take it away from you guys. Yeah, okay. I'm trying to lift that whole system north. Hopefully I'll get the rain. You'll stay dry. That's what I'm working on.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
good.
Yeah. Thank you for working on that.
Keep we on appreciate that. Okay.
No. All right, Brittany. Good to talk to you as always.
All right.
Talk to you tomorrow morning.
As well.
It's Brittany Merlot, our WMDX chief meteorologist. Thanks, Brittany. Reminder that our Scotty Summer Text Win statewide contest. We are in a contest hour. The key word this hour for a pair of brewer tickets, club level seats. The key word is beer. You can text that to us on the Civic Media app. It's free to download, free to use. And again, that gets you into the grand prize drawing for Wisconsin Dells area getaway or Door County getaway. So the word is beer. John,
I think that's the first time we've had beer. That word beer.
Yes, I believe so.
It's about time.
Okay,
man.
Okay.
All right. You're familiar with Star Wars?
Right? Yes, I've heard of it.
You're,
yes.
What do you say? You're familiar with Emperor Palpatine?
That one I don't know. I watched the first two Star Wars movies, and that was it for me.
You didn't watch the Senate where he was?
I don't remember.
Okay,
long time
ruling over the Senate.
What about you, Dom? Do you know? Palpatine?
I know Palpatine. I'm a Star Wars fan.
All right. Well,
all right, so what's the deal?
Well, Gavin Newsom posted a video version of a Trump post on social media.
Hmm.
And this is a takeoff on Emperor Palpatine's message to the Senate in Star Wars. So let's listen to this.
A once great American city, Los Angeles, has been invaded and occupied by illegal aliens and criminals. Now violent insurrectionist mobs are swarming and attacking our federal agents to try and stop our deportation operations. But these lawless rites only strengthen our resolve. I am directing Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, and Attorney General Pam Bondi in coordination with all other relevant departments and agencies to take all such action necessary to liberate Los Angeles from the migrant invasion and put an end to these migrant riots. Order will be restored. The illegals will be expelled. Wow. And Los Angeles will be set free.
All right.
Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Wow. So Gavin Newsom posted that?
Yeah, that was,
Wow.
I don't know, intense.
I don't know who produced that. Again, it's a takeoff on a actual Trump Truth Social post, word for word. And, it has more impact, I think, with Emperor Palpatine saying it.
Yes. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That was well produced.
I know. It was great stuff. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Gavin Newsom, for posting that.
There was some great stuff on The Daily Show last night, but we'll have get into.
Yeah, we'll have to get into that.
About some of this, of course. 29 past the hour, this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning, brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They emphasize passion over profit. They have fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned, and helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. They'll help you out, Jim and Sarah, at Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Go to their website to find out more, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Coming up next, Mike McCabe is in the house. He'll be with us in just a moment on John and Gordy in the Morning.
All right. Don't go anywhere.
All right. I'm staying right here.
Stay right there,
man. I'm not moving at all.
Everybody sing along to this.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
There's a swinging town I know called Capital City.
Madison.
Mm-hmm.
People stop and scream hello in Capital City.
Sing it, Tony.
Yeah.
It's the kind of place that makes a bum feel like a king.
We do that here.
And it makes a king feel like some nutty cuckoo super king.
Look, it's Tony Bennett.
Hey, good to see you.
Oh, yeah. All right, this is John and Gordy in the Morning on WNDX.
In the capital city.
In the capital city.
Yeah. Right on State Street. That's where we're at. 7:36, sunshine today, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Want to remind you, the Scani Summer Text Win Contest continues. We're in a keyword hour, and the word is beer. You can text that to us on the Civic Media app. It's free to download, always free to use. And
what, downloading the beer? Yeah,
it's great
to download a lot of beer.
Great? Yeah, and this time around, if you text in that word and you are drawn as the winner, you will receive a pair of Brewer Club level tickets.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, be entered in to the grand prize drawing, which is Door County Getaway or Wisconsin Dells Getaway. Okay, so the keyword is beer. When was the last time you went out to the ballpark?
Well, it's been a long, long time, but I was tuning around on one of those streaming TV stations, and they had ESPN on, and the game was between the Savannah Bananas and the Party Animals.
Oh, Savannah Bananas. They're hot. Now.
See, I didn't know anything about this. I discovered this, and everybody else I ask about this. Oh, yeah, the Savannah Bananas. Yeah, they're great. Mm-hmm. Fun team.
Yes. Mike McCabe joins us, by the way.
Yes, Mike McCabe is here in the studio, and we've got to ask him about it because you know about the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah. Right?
And
I feel everybody like, else does, John.
I feel like everybody's been keeping this a secret. No wonder there are, you know, people quietly talking in the corner of the room someplace and not involving me.
They used to be more of a well-kept secret. You know, people didn't know them outside of Savannah, Georgia. But now they're like a national phenomenon. They're a traveling roadshow. They're like the Harlem Globetrotters of minor league baseball.
They are.
Maybe we can get them here in Madison. Yeah, that'd be terrific. That'd be wonderful.
You know, the announcer calls them the Nanners.
The Nanners. They have all kinds of antics.
They have,
I mean, it's
they have
great.
Bright yellow uniforms.
Yes, they do.
And they do performance dances at home base or on the sidelines as it's
or
going
in,
on.
Or
the
in
players
the field.
Are out there like cheerleaders.
Yeah. And even the umpires get involved.
Yeah,
and
they do.
Play along.
There was there was one time I saw someone hit a home run and he was doing a front flip all across the bases.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
great.
The first base umpire does a backflip.
They do all kinds
when
of
when they call their plays.
Fun stuff.
I was caught up in it. I just loved every second of it. It's like the World Wrestling Federation,
well,
right?
It makes it fun.
Call it the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there are some former players on the team as well as just crazy guys. And I got to tell you what I saw. This was just the most amazing thing ever. It was a pop fly ball in the outfield.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy reached behind himself with the glove and caught the fly ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can do that.
Yeah. They can do that.
Not an easy thing to do.
Could do that.
I used to try to do that in practice, but I would never have the guts to do it in a game.
All right.
But yeah.
But you know, the thing is they have the sports guy out on the field, you know, doing interviews with some of the players, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a long leopard coat on.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it,
what's wrong with that?
Not a lot of times you see, you know, a professional announcer out on the field with a long leopard coat on.
It's all just fun and games.
Oh, it's high art, too.
It is, yes. It's really fun stuff.
Well,
Savannah Bananas.
You know,
you can see all kinds of stuff on YouTube.
The party animals, you know, they were scoring, and they actually beat the Savannah Bananas in this particular game. But they took off their shirts, and they started playing without their shirts on. It was absolute a riot. I just love watching this. This is great stuff, you know. And by the way, they sold out. Two upcoming games at a stadium. So
they've become such a hot commodity that they took it on the road and they are filling stadiums.
Everywhere.
People love the show.
Yeah. Now you talked about they are the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you talked about the early days when the Harlem Globetrotters were very, very popular. But you had like a B team.
Oh yeah, there was a B team. I went to a small, you know, I grew up in the country and went to a small rural school. And so they weren't going to get the Harlem Globetrotters to come to a little town. But there was a B team called the Harlem Satellites. And they had the same kind of uniforms and it was the same sort of show. It just wasn't the big names. It wasn't Meadowlark Lemon and Curly Neal and all those guys. But it was kind of an unknown cast of characters, but the same routine. And it filled the gym and a wonderful show. And so I remember that because I used to see the Harlem Globetrotters on TV and but then saw the Harlem Satellites in person, got a bunch of autographs, had no idea who these guys were.
But they're still out there. They still travel around. And
they're
of course, they always play the Washington Generals who always lose.
Right. The Generals are not supposed to win.
Right.
So
they accidentally won one time.
How long do you think a Meadowlark Lemon has?
He's retired.
I think
he passed away, actually.
He passed away.
Years ago.
Now, this is the question I always had when I watched the Harlem Globetrotters way, way back when. I was wondering why they didn't play like that in actual basketball games. Why wouldn't they do that? Why wouldn't they make it more entertaining and fun and crazy like that? You know? I don't know.
You know, little known fact about the Harlem Globetrotters is that some professional baseball players played for the Globetrotters.
Really?
Fergie Jenkins, the Hall of Fame pitcher for the Chicago Cubs.
Wow.
Was a Harlem Globetrotter for a time.
I didn't know that.
And I think Bob Gibson, somebody should correct me if I'm wrong here, but Bob Gibson, the Hall of Famer from the St. Louis Cardinals.
Wow.
I think also did a stint with the Globetrotters, but I know for a fact Fergie did because, you know, all Cubs fans know that.
Wow. Fun stuff. So Mike McCabe, you're going to go on a little trip here real soon, right?
I am going to Tanzania.
Mm. Because
the Tanzanian tea bean, coffee beans,
out of a desire to explore.
You like to travel.
A lot of people don't know this about me, but I did a 2-year stint in the Peace Corps in West Africa in Mali, which is where Timbuktu is, by the way.
Oh,
I love those guys. Oh no, that's
oh, I've been to Timbuktu.
Timbuktu 3. Sorry.
I've been to Timbuktu.
Yeah.
And Timbuktu 3 was a damn good band, by the way.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Pat McDonald.
Pat
McDonald and the Essentials.
Yes.
And I saw them at OK's Corral here in Madison.
I know. I think we may have been at the same show.
We probably were at the same show.
It was many years ago.
Yeah. And the band becomes Timbuktu 3.
Right.
And they had some moments.
They were
stars.
They were excellent. Yeah.
But I wasn't even sure that Timbuktu was a real place.
Yes,
because you know people.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
Yeah, they kind of treat it as this mythical end of the earth or something.
Well, is it? Is
but
it?
But it's
like
a real
that?
City, and I've been there, and it's now been almost devoured by the Sahara Desert. It's really full desert, and there's sand everywhere.
Mm.
But it used to be a city of 100,000 people. Now it's more like 30,000 people ish. Okay. And kind of living on the edge really struggling place. Mm. It used to be so central to trade routes in West Africa. The salt trade, salt would be brought by camel caravan to the countries like Ivory Coast, which would send up their more tropical products. It used to be a huge trade center, has a 1,000-year-old mosque, had a university, all of which is the mosque still stands. It's still you can go to a 1,000-year mosque there, but the university's closed. Mm. It's a shadow of its former self, but it's still a pretty magical
now,
place.
Now it's kind of living up to its name. Yeah, you know,
it is the end of the earth.
Going to Timbuktu.
It is. But been there, but I've never been to East Africa, so this is just a journey to unexplored territory for me, at least, and looking forward to it.
Great.
So let's talk about your latest article on Substack. It's entitled, let me get back to it here, Piss Pots and Yeller Dogs. So what are you saying here? headline? That's a grabber?
Now, Yeller Dog, that's something your dad told you.
Well, both of them were. The title of the article relates to, motivational phrases that my dad was fond of.
Yes.
When I was not living up to his expectations, he would say, well, you're never going to have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. And if he didn't get my attention with that, he would then go on and say, oh, I ought to sell you off for a yeller dog and shoot the yeller dog.
Now, is that a reference to Old Yeller?
I don't know. I think yeller dog is just sort of...
But shooting the yeller dog, I mean, that's what they did to
that,
Old
that
Yeller.
Was, that was just his way of saying what he thought I was worth at that moment.
I know, but
okay.
As a reference at that point, I think maybe the movie had something to do with
it's
you know.
Possible. It's kind of country talk.
A way of
speaking. And, Dad
really worked.
I wrote in the article. I only recall my dad taking a full day off one time.
Wow. Yeah.
In my entire upbringing, he took a day off to travel 200 miles to see my youngest sister get married. My two oldest sisters were married on the farm, so he didn't have to leave. Mm-hmm. But my youngest sister had moved away, and so he took the full day off. Made me stay home, by the way, to milk the cows. So I missed my youngest sister's wedding because he wouldn't trust anybody to milk the cows who was outside the family. That's the way he was. But he worked every day, 7 days a week, Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, you name it. And
in a factory.
When he was basically a sharecropper earlier in life. Mm-hmm. That's the northern term for it is farming on halves, where you're a tenant farmer.
Yeah.
You do all the work. The landlord gets half of the proceeds of whatever gets produced.
Mm-hmm.
And he saved up enough money to buy his own farm, but he had to work in a factory. So he worked a full shift, 5 days a week, and then milked the cows before and after his shift, and did the farm work on the weekends and whenever else he could squeeze it in. Tough son of a gun.
Yeah.
And and he expected his kids to have a similar work ethic, and he pushed us hard. That was his way.
Well, it's kind of funny because you made an appearance, and somebody in the crowd brought up the fact that he worked with
your
father.
Which stunned me, because, you know, my dad was born in 1919 and has been dead and gone for quite some time.
Yeah. Wow.
But here's a guy who actually worked with him in that factory, elderly man now, but he must have been really young, must have been 20 years old when he worked with my dad.
Yeah. Wow, it was a great story. It was.
All right, we're visiting here with Mike McCabe, and we will continue the conversation in just a moment. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Wake Up and Sleep Better Verlo Mattresses. That's their slogan. It's been that way for many years, since they opened the doors back in 1958. Some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct to consumer and providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress. 2 Madison locations, east and west. Go to verlo.com for more information. Back with more with Mike McCabe in a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy.
Playing a little bit of a Timbuk 3. Turn it back up there for a second. I got a crazy teacher, he wears dark glasses. Oh. Things are going great. This is such a great song.
It really is. I haven't heard it in years.
Pat McDonald. I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright. I gotta wear shades. Yeah, gotta wear shades. John and Gordy in the Morning, 92.7 WMDX. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, emphasizing passion over profit, fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned. They're helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing, and that's what Jim and Sarah do at Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Go to their excellent website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com, for more information. And one more reminder here, we've got just a few more minutes in this contest hour till 8 a.m. to get the keyword into us for a pair of Brewer tickets. It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest on WMDX. Just download the Civic Media app, find our station there, use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send the keyword. And the keyword this hour, John, is beer.
All right, need it.
Beer.
Love it.
And you'll win if you are selected as the winner, you'll get a pair of tickets to an upcoming Brewers game, and you'll be entered into the grand prize drawing for a vacation in Wisconsin Dells or Door County, a getaway, either place.
And we're talking about
talking about
Harlem baseball. Globetrotters of baseball, the Savannah Bananas, and how they have sold out 2 shows at a Great American Ballpark.
Yeah,
that is just that's huge. But I really like one thing they had in it, and that is the Golden Batter. Are you familiar with the Golden Batter?
Wait, the Golden Batter.
This is where they can enter a batter anywhere in the lineup that they want on each team.
Yeah.
And I guess really? It's kind of fun, you know. Just they have great ideas that they could certainly
they
do
their own
in real baseball.
And there are some who've said that Major League Baseball should adopt that, the Golden Batter, where you could take Shohei Ohtani and in a crucial moment, insert him.
But yeah, you know,
that would be kind of cool.
But so far, that has not progressed beyond probably talk
the
radio.
The Savannah Bananas.
Right.
You got to really check them out. If you ever see them on TV, it's very entertaining stuff. But anyway, let's get back to your Substack article, and that is Piss Pots and Yeller Dogs. And the point of your post, actually, let's get to that quick.
Yeah, there is a point to all the storytelling, and if people want to, read it, the online journal. It's called A Beyond House, and it's mikemccabe.substack.com. So people can go read it. But the point is that despite my upbringing, and despite the fact that it probably would make my dad roll over in his grave, I think America needs to shorten its work week. Mm-hmm. And Iceland did a six-year experiment with a shortened work week.
Yeah.
And then decided to, the results were so positive, they decided to take it national. Mm-hmm. And they went to a four-day work week nationally. And of course, you know, skeptics said, well, that's going to harm worker productivity and it's going to create economic stagnation. Didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Worker productivity has not gone down. In some cases, it's actually improved, interestingly. People working fewer days, yet producing more. It hasn't created economic stagnation. Among the European countries, Iceland's got the best economic growth, the lowest unemployment, is doing exceptionally well. And workers are saying they report fewer mental health problems. They like their work better. There's greater job satisfaction. And I think when you look at all the stresses here in this country and the fact that we've got rates of clinical depression that are the highest in our nation's history, mm-hmm. suicide rates that are rising, and just all the pressures that exist, I think it's something that America should be doing.
Yeah.
And I agree. And like
I'm
I said, my dad
it.
Had one day off and worked 7 days a week all the time, you know, his whole life. But, you know, we don't live in my dad's world anymore. And those days are gone. And with the automation that you see out there, Iceland decided to do something about work-life balance. And they started it experimentally, but now it's national policy there.
Mm-hmm.
They decided work-life balance matters and let's do something about it. And that's the kind of discussion that we're not even having in the United States. We're not talking about what we could do to establish better work-life balance.
Well, we would
Dad, like I said, is probably grumbling at me and and making some reference to yeller dogs down in his grave. But hey, you know.
I was just going to say that, you know, Gordy and I could never, ever work a shortened week because we've got to be here for everybody in 5 days a week. That's what it's all about.
I don't know.
So carve out an exemption for a radio show host.
Well, Catherine's here. I mean, what do you think about that, Catherine? Can we work like 2 or 3 days a week? let's skip over the
Saturday.
What?
I want you to work
Saturday.
Yeah. Yes.
See, I don't want to abandon everybody during the week. And we've got to be here 5 days.
We got to hold everybody's hand through troubling times.
John Minter telling us that Pat McDonald's wife and Wally Ingram from Beloit on drums is in Timbuktu 3.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So just to bring that up. Thank you, John.
Thank you for that. Mike McCabe, thanks for joining us. You're going to be gone the next couple of weeks, right?
Yep.
Where are you going again?
Tanzania, East Africa.
Okay. Wow. Well, take
the
some
cradle
pictures.
Of civilization.
Okay. Well, we can't wait to hear the stories when you come back.
Now, I mentioned the Tanzanian pea bean coffee beans. They're one of my favorite coffee beans. So
maybe they'll give us some
package.
Yeah. They'll let us sample.
Bring some back.
Check it out. Yeah. Right. Smuggle some back. Be our Juan Valdez.
That is going to do it for us for today. Tomorrow, Tim Slecker will rejoin us. Also, Jim Santel.
Yes.
Attorney at law. Stephanie Miller is coming up next. We hope you have a great day. Talk to you in 22 hours. So long, John.
Okay. I'm going to count down the hours.
Okay. Have a great day.
Minute by minute.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.